Welcome to your reality recaps, Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, episode 4 recap. I am Dancing Amy, and we're going to talk all about the episode from last night, but make sure you check out all of our Survivor coverage at yourrealityrecaps.com/survivor. We have blogs and all of our past episode recaps up there. You can also check out all of our other coverage that we do, including our Big Brother coverage. We also have other shows coming up, including we're going to be doing game night, and we're also going to be doing a new contest. So keep your ears peeled for some interesting things coming up. But if you want to support anything that we do here at Your Reality Recaps, you can always become a patron at yourrealityrecaps.com/patron. But episode 4 of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers was titled, "I Don't Like Having Snakes Around." And I agree with what Destiny's had said earlier when she first came into the chat room. She said it was the best episode of the season so far. And yes, I definitely do think it was. We got to see a lot of new strategy forming with a lot of people. We saw a lot of new bonds being formed. We saw some bonds being broken. And we got to see an idol play. We got to see all kinds of good stuff. So I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. So we just started the episode right off with, they went right into the reward challenge or they thought it was just a reward challenge, and Jeff tells them, everybody drop your buffs. And honestly, I think that's like the sweetest, sweetest words to hear in Survivor as a viewer. As a player, I don't think I would want to hear it, but things were starting to get a little stale, and so we did end up with 3 new tribes of 5. I know last week we had kind of discussed, not sure if they were going to do the 3 tribes or 2 tribes, but they did keep it with the blue, yellow, and red tribes, and everybody was pretty well mixed up. There wasn't any vast majorities with anybody, except for on the red tribe, the Yawa tribe, ended up with 3 healers. But other than that, it was pretty even. And I'll admit right away, I wasn't sure which tribe I thought was going to be the strongest. When they did the initial, like, reveal of who was on what tribe, I kind of initially was worried for, I was kind of worried for the yellow tribe, to be honest. That has Rourke, Ryan, JP, Chrissy, and Allie. They're kind of scrawny people. They have some good minds, but I was a little worried in terms of, like, physical challenges that they were not going to be able to keep up. So I thought that tribe kind of got a little stiffed in terms of physical competitors. Whereas the other ones, the blue tribe ended up with Ashley, Alan, Desi, Devin, and Joe. And the red tribe ended up with Jessica, Ben, Mike, Cole, and Lauren. So I think the red tribe actually is very strong. Not necessarily the smartest people. As some people in our chat room are saying, Destiny says Cole is really annoying. He has loose lips. Annie says Cole has a big mouth. Jan Solo says Cole is a dumbass. I agree with all of those statements. Cole is definitely, I think this episode is a foreshadowing of some issues coming for Cole. He's going to be in trouble here real soon, I think. But the reward challenge, I think it was pretty much just a setup to get the secret advantage out to somebody. And it wasn't really anything spectacular. It was peanut butter and jelly, you know. But I think that the one thing that was kind of interesting is that it really kind of set the stage for the different tribes is that the blue tribe really struggled in it. And the blue tribe is the Levu tribe, that they didn't even get to the point where they got to work on the puzzle at all. And that surprised me. But the red tribe just dominated it completely. So they got their prizes. They got their potato chips, which in turn ended up that just by complete random chance, Jessica got a secret advantage. And it really could have gone to anybody. Personally, I don't really know necessarily how I feel about the secret advantages just being completely random. I like it when there's advantages or idols or things in the game that there is actually, like, you have to be looking for it, or you have to be active in it. But this, it just happened to be that she grabbed that bag, and it could have had a huge impact. And it did end up having a pretty decent impact. I will, you know, we'll go through that later, but it could have had a huge impact on her own game, or somebody else's, if somebody else had gotten it. But it was, the secret advantage was to block, the power to block one person from voting at tribal, and it will be sent anonymously. Crystal B says, why in the chip bag though? That's kind of cheesy. Well, when they put, like, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out and just the chip bags, like, they used to do things like that a lot. They haven't done it in a long time. But I think it kind of is setting up, we're going to see more of these types of, advantages that have to be used the one time. We're going to see that a lot more often here. So it's going to be, I think we're going to see more of them. And Jan Solo says, I think the end result would have been the same without the advantage. Yeah, I think you're probably correct. More than likely. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk through it. But the big thing about this secret advantage is the fact that Jessica didn't, like, I was actually shocked that Jessica told Cole and Mike together. Like, that was not really brought about, or not really mentioned in the episode. Like, the fact that Cole knew about it was, you know, a big point. But she told Cole and Mike together, and I had been thinking all along that Cole was, like, her number one. But if Cole was her number one, why was she telling Mike at the exact same time? So I'm wondering if this is kind of another situation where it's, I'm not quite sure, but I think she might be closer to Mike than we've been led to believe, possibly. I don't know. I'm kind of curious about that whole healer tribe, because we didn't really get a lot of their actual dynamics other than the Cole and Jessica story prior to this. So I don't know. And But then Cole decides to go and take Jessica's story and tell it to everybody. He tells Ben, he tells Lauren. But here's my intention, here's my question with it. Cole is an absolute idiot because what did he think that telling everybody is going to do? Because at the tribal council, if everybody knows about it, because now Cole literally knows that everybody on the tribe knows about it, what is, like, there's literally no point. It is not a secret anymore. He's just an absolute idiot. And yes. Yes, it is Maximus, Mom. So thank you. But yes, they, SaintK88 says, they're definitely editing out a lot of stuff. No way she would have told him with what we have seen so far in their relationship. We're talking about Dr. Mike. And I agree. I think that it's possible that maybe after... I don't know. We're missing a lot. But yeah, the fact, like, Cole screwed up. but yeah, so the secret advantage was definitely not secret. Unless his idea of going and telling Ben and Lauren was the intention of maybe trying to tell them with the idea of targeting Mike. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out at all. I don't know. Which then it kind of makes sense why Mike thought that they were trying to screw him over when he found out about it later. But I don't know. Saint K88 says, to gain their trust or extend an olive branch, as he said. Yes, however, you can't tell everybody that it yeah, is, I don't know. And Zach says, I never see the logic in his moves. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening with Cole, but I think that this is going to end up... Nobody on his tribe is going to trust him now with anything. And Jessica is very hurt by the whole situation, but she doesn't let him know. And she doesn't let him know that she's hurt by it, which is smart on her part. But yeah, he definitely, he screwed up. But yeah, now Mike isn't going to trust Cole. Jessica isn't going to really trust Cole because he's now burned her twice. Yeah. He just put a big target on his back. And SaintK88 says she needs to get all she can out of him and then get rid of him. My God, I feel bad for her. Yeah, I'm going to call it right now. I think Cole is going to be, if he makes it that far, nope, Cole is going to be our merge boot. When we get to the merge, she's going to hold on to him till the merge, and then he's going to be the merge boot. That'll be my guess. He's your typical athletic dude that they don't want to let get into the merge. But I can see him. I can see her holding on to him until then. But they just need to not go to very many tribals before then. But I think we'll only get a couple. I think we'll only have a couple more vote outs before the merge anyways. So we should be good. Jan Solo says, dumb jock stereotype. Yep. Now, another interesting kind of dynamic that I liked, but and I also thought was kind of smart, and I really am liking these players a lot more, is Ryan and Chrissy, who are together on the Yellow Tribe, SoCo. When Ryan tells Chrissy that he gave her the super idol at the beginning, I think they both kind of played it smart, because Ryan doesn't really tell her why he gave it to her. Because Ryan really gave it to her because he saw that she was an obvious target. He doesn't really admit to that. It makes Chrissy feel good. Makes it like he automatically has an ally. He played it off. He said that she seems nice. They, you know, had a genuine connection right there when they were talking about it. It made her feel loved. She even said in a confessional that she felt loved. But I also thought that Chrissy kind of played it smart as well, because I'm sure that she is an actuary. She is the one who looks through all of the different situations. I'm sure she knows exactly why Ryan gave it to her. So I am sure that she absolutely knows that he didn't give it to her because maybe I look like his mother. Yeah. But I really do. I am liking Ryan a lot more. I really am liking Chrissy a lot more too. I was really kind of hesitant about both of them at first. I thought that both of them were way too big of characters, and I thought they were going to flame out. But the more that we're learning about them, they're seeming really genuine, and I do like them. I like them a lot. And I like them together. I think that they're very complementary of each other. So I was happy with that too. And I will like to see them working together in the future also. And then let's see here. Christina C says, I like Cowboy Ben. Also felt bad for Desi. I'll be honest, I still am not really feeling Ben. I don't know. Ben just seems kind of like cocky to me. I can't figure it out. This episode, though, was kind of an attitude adjustment for him, because this is the first time he didn't say he was in the driver's seat, and that made me happy. because he definitely is not, because he went from being teamed up with Chrissy to being the only hero on his tribe, with three healers and one hustler. So I thought he kind of had a little bit of an attitude adjustment this episode. I do kind of like him working with Lauren. Ben and Lauren together, kind of, they do mesh well, so we'll see. And let's see, Desi on the Blue Beach Levu, where we have Ashley, Allen, Desi, Devin, and Joe. Desi brings up the good point that it would be really easy to vote out Devin because they have the two heroes and the two healers, and then Devin is the lone hustler. So it would be really easy to just all four go up or team up together and vote him out. But she wants to work with him because essentially Devin is the swing vote. And yes, Zach brings up a very good point. We finally get to hear from Desi. It took 4 episodes to hear some thoughts of Desi. And I do like her. She's a strong, she's got a strong mind. And she actually has some good strategy as well, which is good. But I feel bad that she has to work with Joe. Because her and Joe together are not going to make, like, I think she's going to have to turn on Joe personally. That's not going to be a pair that'll last together. But Joe doesn't have an idol anymore. So she can jump ship. But Joe does make a very good villain, as Destiny said. And he kind of took on that role really well this week. So I was definitely, I don't hate Joe. I don't hate Joe. He's not my favorite. But somebody that I was reading, I think on the Survivor Reddit, said that Joe is like a mix of Tony and Russell combined. And I thought that was a really great analogy. Because I think that, yeah. And it's not necessarily the greatest parts of either one of them, but it's definitely pieces of both of them. Max's mom says, I can respect Joe's ruthless game. Yeah. But, I mean, like, Joe just likes to make chaos for the sake of chaos. And it doesn't necessarily even, it doesn't necessarily help him. Like the whole point of telling Devin that the other people wanted to vote him out, like with him lying to Devin, rather than like it ended up making him waste his idol, rather than trying to just organically bring Devin in to him and Desi. He lied to him and freaked him out. And the whole course of events happened. Granted, it still would have ended up that, you know, how everything played out. because of the advantage and everything, he kind of, yeah. But yeah, Devin is another one that he's just kind of there. Devin's just kind of there for me. I don't really have much of an opinion on him yet. I haven't heard enough from him to know whether I like him or don't. Normally by this point, I feel like I have an opinion on most people. I don't know why. Yes, Meg Foley says, he's eye candy. I agree. And Christina C. says, those eyes. He does have nice eyes. I will agree with that as well. so, I don't know. I just, But at the immunity challenge, it was the first completely separate immunity challenge and reward, I guess. I loved the puzzle. The puzzle on this challenge was, I don't think we've seen a puzzle like this before. I liked it. It was kind of unique. And it was very hard. But there was definitely, it was pretty much from the moment that the blue team took off first, like after the table, it was kind of like, ooh, they're still not gonna win. Like, you can tell just from the way that the rest of the episode was going, you knew that they were not gonna be safe. Yeah, Zach says they have no communication. They absolutely have no communication. And also, like, they put a lot of pressure on the individual people, but it seems to be that the individual people fail miserably. Like, Alan in the reward challenge failed when it came to throwing the rope. And then Ashley struggled with the locks, like opening the keys and the locks. They were like, I just couldn't believe how long it took her to do it. And then when they actually got to the actual puzzle, it just absolutely took forever. Maximus Mom says, I missed the beginning of your show, but I would have ate the darn power in the chip bag. How dare they? Yeah, I think it didn't really look like a chip, I'll be honest. I think they really made a good point to make sure that it like went across the whole thing so you couldn't miss it. Yeah. I was at, ooh, I'm blurred. But I also think that if she hadn't seen it, they probably just would have just went on with it and put it somewhere else. It would have magically appeared somewhere else until somebody else found one. Because they want these advantages to be used. They want these advantages to be found, obviously. But they're not like so powerful that they are game breaking. And so I'm okay with it, I'll be honest. I don't know. But speaking of the advantage, Jessica, after Levu loses, says the goal with the advantage, she says, the goal is to help the healers, so I'm going to disrupt the tribe as much as I can. So, if we just kind of fast forward a second, when she's taking her... So when she takes Devin's vote, her only goal, like, she has no information, and her only point in thinking this is she wants to help the healers, which actually makes sense because at that point, all she's got to know, like, she knows that at that point it has to be... It's either going to be a 2-2 tie or they're all going to vote out Devin. So it's, I wouldn't even imagine like that would be a really hard advantage to play on somebody else to really know an outcome that you want. I'm kind of interested to find out how she really decided on who to play it on. Because I personally probably wouldn't have played it on Devin. I probably would have played it on one of the heroes. Or But let's see. Chat room is talking about Lauren. They're saying Lauren doesn't do much. She just mainly tells others what to do. That's why I don't like her, says Talbert's mom. I think she actually does do stuff. And I think that Lauren actually, I think Lauren actually does do a lot. I think that she just hasn't really been allowed to do much in the game, to be honest. Like, she wanted to last week step into the challenge when Patrick wouldn't let her. She also wanted to this week throw the rope in the reward challenge, and Ben wouldn't let her. So I don't really think it's a matter of her not doing much or being lazy. I think it's just that she's not really given the opportunity. And she's also not afraid to speak her mind either. Like, she saved her butt last week. There was literally no reason for Allie to vote out Patrick that early in the game. But Lauren worked her butt and saved herself. I absolutely thought that Lauren would be an early vote. I figured she'd be like second or third to go. So, and Diane says, maybe that's intentional to lie low. It's kind of like the Big Brother strategy. You lay low until jury and then you start playing. But yes, so back to the secret advantage. Yeah, I would really like to know why Jessica chose Devin and what her... I wish we'd seen more of her actual, like, thinking through why Devin as opposed to why not Ashley or Alan. I wonder what her actual, like, thought of what was going on at that beach was. If she thought that the four had just teamed up and they were going to vote out Devin, so it wasn't going to matter. But personally, I like one of the options could have been without Devin's vote. Then you have a 2-2 tie. They have to go to rocks. You still could lose a healer. You don't know for a fact that Joe's going to play his idol. And if her whole thing was to help the healers, it, I don't know. It just seemed like an odd choice to me. So, but, basically, Joe decided to put a big old target on his own back, and I also don't know how, I was actually just listening to the exit interview of, listening to Alan's exit interview, and he said that at camp, they had a quick conversation about how they were worried that Joe had an idol, but it wasn't necessarily like a 100% like, okay, maybe that's really why he's like picking this big fight. They just thought he was just being super annoying, and Alan was like, it's either going to be him or me who's going tonight. He really didn't think that the idol was that big of a possibility, which surprised me. Um, I listened to Rob Has a Podcast, Exit Interview, is what I was actually just listening to, like, 30 minutes before we started. Here. But I did not get a chance to watch the Day After video yet. But on CBS All Access. That one is, I do need to still watch, though. Rob Has a Podcast. They do lots of Survivor coverage as well. But there's also other exit interviews that I had read. There's lots of them out there. But I just, like, I guess there are not very many. Like, Ashley had done a survivor, or had done a confessional where she said that, you know, he's doing this to get it, you know, to make us target him because he's got an idol. So maybe Ashley is the one who actually believed it and nobody else believed Ashley. I don't really know. But I just, Alan had no idea. Alan was shocked. And yeah, and the other interesting thing is at Tribal Council, you know, how Devin gets this secret advantage and, you know, it's not actually a secret advantage. It's a disadvantage against him. But whether or not that was played, it wouldn't have changed the outcome. Because Devin was going to vote with Ashley and Alan. Their votes would have been nullified. Alan still would have gone home. So, all in all, the twist really didn't have much of an effect other than a shock factor. But the twist did have an effect on the tribe with Jessica, where everybody now knows that they can't trust Cole. So that's where it actually, I think, is going to have the biggest biggest ripple effect. Not necessarily with the tribe where it was played. And I think actually, now that Alan is gone, Ashley is going to be much happier working with Devin than Alan, because she had said earlier in the episode that out of all of the heroes, that Alan was the last one that she wanted to work with, because he is so unpredictable and rather hot-headed. So Devin is a much better ally for her, I think. And apparently I am like the kiss of death for people on this game, because I had said that I kind of liked Alan and I wanted Alan to go far in terms of, you know, I thought he was going to be a fun person to watch 2 episodes ago, and he's gone now. Simone lasted 2 episodes. I'm kind of worried to put anybody else out there at this point, because they'll probably only last 2 more episodes if we're lucky. yeah. But I just thought it was funny. I don't know. Let's see here. Christina C. says, I give it another week and then merge. I think, let's see, they are at 14 now. I think we're going to have, I think we'll have either we'll probably have a jury of, I don't know if it'll be 9 or 10. It'll probably be 10. 9. I'm going to guess 9. But it'll probably be a merge. I don't think they're going to swap again before the merge. Yeah. So I think it'll be merge at, I think it'll be merge at 12 with a, so then it would be a final 3 and a jury of 9, but I could be wrong. You never really know what they're going to do. let's see. And I have the whole chat room is very confused. Did you guys get this all figured out, chat room? Kathleen P says, do you think they will combine to 2 tribes before the merge? Nope. I don't think so. Unless they did it like right away, but that seems kind of silly. Crystal B says, how a jury of 10? Wouldn't there be a chance for a tie? I think that the producers actually want a tie, to be honest. Because at the last finale, they actually, like, they had for years have been hyping up, we have a tiebreaker procedure. We just haven't had a need to use it yet. And then they actually revealed what it would have been. And yeah, the person in third place gets to cast the tiebreaking vote live at the finale. And that's how they do it. So they could do it, but I don't know. You never really know. The jury can always be like, they can change it up. There have been times where they'll do the merge. And then the jury doesn't start for one more week. Sometimes they'll do the jury. They've done the jury before merge even. Like, they've done people who are on the jury before the merge. So you never really know exactly when jury is, when merge is starting. They can do them all. Yep, Destiny's also brings up a good point. They can vote somebody out of jury too. They've done that before. There's lots of twists, and I could actually see that being with as many twists as there probably are going to be this season. There's lots of options that they could do. Yeah. So, at this point, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know anything, so I guess we'll have to just wait and find out. But I'm gonna guess it's gonna be a jury of 9. That's my guess. So, jury of 9, merge at 12. So that would be two more tribals And then merch. But I don't think there's going to be another swap before it. At least that's my guess. And we didn't see like any swap teased for next week or anything like that. So we know that's not coming. But I don't know. But the one, oh, actually, speaking of next week, a couple of things that were teased is that, oh goodness, on the Yellow Tribe, I guess it's Allie tells JP that Rourke wants to start an all-girls alliance. And she's got, so JP says, oh, she's got to go. I'm going to guess that because they say that, she's not going to go. I'm not worried about Rourke at that point, but I am going to say at this point, Rourke is not going to win the game. But I still like her just because, but she's not, yeah. and then also, we see that Ashley and Devin say that next week they're planning on going to Rocks if the Blue Tribe goes to Tribal Council. Which is, I don't think that's going to happen either, even though that would be fun. I don't think that's going to happen. I think more than likely, Desi would swap and they could vote out Joe way easier than anything. I don't know why Desi would stick with Joe at this point. Since he already blew up her game once. There's literally no point for her to stick with him. And he doesn't have an idol. If they go to Tribal Council, just vote him out. But Annie says, how does a jury vote out work? Well, actually I do know what one of the twists is at the end. It's not really a jury thing. But like a jury vote out, they've done it before where it's basically like basically they just say, okay, this person's jury doesn't get to vote for the winner. It could be like a reward challenge or like of the final three. It could be like in Big Brother Canada where there could be a whole bunch of different ways. But yeah, Michelle did it to Neil. So, and that I think is actually one of the big things that, yeah. I'm trying not to talk about Australian Survivor destinies. But yeah, there are lots of ways that that they can do a jury vote out. Usually it could be done as a reward challenge of some of the final people. And yes, Max's mom, Survivor Australia. It is amazing. I'm not going to say it's superior, because there have been some really, really amazing Survivor US seasons. But if you haven't checked it out yet, absolutely check out Survivor Australia or Australian Survivor. Definitely check it out for sure. It is a fact that it's amazing. But what I also wanted to mention, I guess it would kind of be a little bit of a spoiler. It's been out for a little while. It's not really a spoiler, though. There is going to be a twist later in the season that whoever wins the challenge at the final four gets to pick who goes to the final three with them, is I think what I had heard. It's a little bit different. They're doing something of a twist with it. I don't know. They're super like Jeff was super excited about the way that the final four is happening. I don't think I like one person getting to pick everything. I don't know about it, but I was trying to read about it earlier today. But I will look into that some more for the next time so I can for sure tell you it. Christina C. says, how can you watch Survivor or Big Brother Canada, Australia, etc.? There are places online. Send me a DM on Twitter. I am Dancing Amy. And I will give you some information. Yeah, you can Google it. That's a way to do it too. But yeah, so I guess to wrap it up, what is everyone thinking for winner pick now? I'm dropping my winner pick. My winner pick is no longer Rourke. I do like Rourke as a person. Rourke, I love you. But you're not going to win this game. Sorry. who do you guys think is going to win at this point? Now, after this swap where the board has been shuffled, Diane says Ryan is my winner pick. I'm going to wait and see who else other people. Talbert's mom says Dr. Mike or Ryan. Okay. Maximus' mom says Dr. Mike, Ryan, or I'm thinking you mean Allie. Sharon says, I don't have a pick yet. Destiny says, not sure, but I think it will be a female winner. Annie says, I think turtleneck guy, Ryan, or Chrissy. Zach T says, Chrissy or Rourke. You're still sticking with Rourke. Interesting. Okay. At this point, I don't even want to say it because I'm worried that it's going to put a tart. She's going to be gone if I say it, but I'm going to say it anyways. I think it's Allie. I think Allie is who I'm thinking. Allie is who I am thinking at this point, but we'll see how it evolves over the next few weeks. It was kind of a quiet week for her. But that's okay. I do like Allie. And she could use a quiet week, so. Max's mom says, Allie is way underestimated. Destiny said, I would like Allie to win. Christina C. says, Allie, I think she's a badass. She just has to align well. Mm-hmm. Meg Foley says, if she goes next week, we know you are putting a hex on them. Yep, it will be my fault. If she goes, I am no longer making calls on on winners, and I just keep it to myself. Diane says, I can see Allie too. That's a great pick. She's a strong player. Talbert's mom says, you're right, Allie. That's probably why I didn't think to say her. Mm-hmm. All right. So next week, we will be back here on Thursday, 8 p.m., I believe, Eastern. Keep an eye on Twitter, Your Reality Recaps, or Dance and Amy. Both of us will be tweeting it out. Also, just to let everybody know in the chat room right now, Eric is going to be doing a hangout show later tonight. So become a fan and come back and hang out later. So hope you all have a good night, and we will see you later tonight. Bye, everybody. See you next week. Bye.